Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, we finished verses 5 through 7. Today, we will be pausing because we're going to do our annual question and answer series. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, this is that special time of year when we do the question and answer period. And, oh, I tell you what, I'm excited about it and look forward to doing this each year. I actually got more questions than I'm going to share with you. I'm going to do about 12 questions this year. But I'm telling you that because a lot of the questions were repeat questions. I had questions from Calvinists that are the same that I've answered the last 2 to 3 years in a row. And I found that most of them are not asking to find out, to know, or to get information. They're just wanting to debate, and for some reason or another, they enjoy the what the Bible calls the sin of debate. And so I kind of let most of those go. I did try to give answers to a few of them. What I found in those people is that many times they will start attacking your person. They'll tell you how stupid you are, how ignorant you are, how bad your church is, how bad your education is, and that they just go on down. Why would they do that? Well, just something to think on. They do that because they don't have a biblical answer. So they go to personal attack. And when people go to personal attack, that means they don't have a biblical leg to stand on. So understand, when you hear somebody gossiping, running others down, it's because they don't have a biblical leg to stand upon. Now, having said that, I do encourage you to send in your questions to us. You will see today that I will not read people's names. Most times, I don't even read the state from which the letter comes or the question. But we do like to try to answer your questions. And in some cases, I did not send a direct answer to the people, but I'm answering it here on the radio. Other people, I answered it to them directly as well as on the radio. And you say, well, what makes the difference? And it's a simple thing called time. I have a dad who is 97 years old, and it's required a lot more of that. And then I've had to take some more responsibility with our church and school and some other things that are going on. And so I've just had to expand myself a whole lot more this last year. And so hopefully those things now are helped out, and God is doing a special work in that and has really blessed us. And so I'm glad that I got to be a part of some things here this last year for God to bless us with it. And I tell you what, I cannot say enough of how good our God is. Well, with the question answer period today, I know that I've got people there that always talk to me and just say, I enjoy the question answer thing you do every December. I always look forward to it, and I hope that you do. But I hope that you'll send questions in. You can email me my email number. Okay, I'll give you our web address first. A lot of you know it, and you know that our announcer gives it at the end of the broadcast. But I will give you my personal email. And if you want to send a letter direct to me instead of going through the info at centralbaptistocala.org, you can do it that way. But my personal email is P, as in preacher, P Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, at C-E-N-T-R-A-L-B-A-P-T-I-S-T ocala.org. Again, that email is pbloom@centralbaptistocala.org. And I will tell you right now, if I see anything that would reek of filthy language, anything else of that nature, it will have two effects. It will get deleted immediately with not any of the rest of your letter read. Secondly, it will also get a block on it. And thirdly, I may warn others of those that I know to your email, and that this is a person that they may not want coming in through their email. Now, again, we want to be above board. We want to honor Christ with everything that we do. And so that's it. So you can email me, or you can write us at our mailing address, which is Central Baptist Church, CentralBaptistCHURCH. The address for mailing is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue. That's 36th Avenue. Ocala, O-C-A-L-A, Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. And our zip is 34471. And so we will send it through the mail or through the email with your questions. We'd love to hear from you. And also, you can pick up various things that we have here on our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. If you go to that, you can find sermons that we have there, various things, subjects. All my booklets, if you look in the left column of that first page on the centralbaptistocala.org site, you'll see booklets that I've written, about 8 or 9 of them, I think, are on there. And so it's just free. You can print them out. You can read them there online. However you want to do it, they're yours. If you print them out and make copies, I don't mind. This is not something that we make any money. As a matter of fact, we lose money because we print them sometimes for people to have. But for the most part, we don't try to sell that. We just basically want people to be able to read these things of the Lord and to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and trust the Lord to supply our need. And I thank God for those who financially support this program. We have not had a program that sits around and begs you for money, and we're not going to start that now. You've heard me say it many times, so let me reiterate it one more time. I am a pastor. I am a local church man. Okay, and I believe what the Bible has to say about the local church. I believe Jesus Christ is the founder of the local church. I believe that tithes and offerings belong first to your local church. A tithe is 10% of your income. Anything above a tithe is an offering. It's not an offering until it goes over a tithe. And again, God says that you can rob him in tithes and offerings in Malachi chapter 3. So I believe that. I believe that very much. Jesus said about the tithes, this ought ye to have done, and not to leave the more weightier things as judgment and so forth to come. Don't leave it undone. And so Jesus reiterated it. Of course, we see in 1 Corinthians 16, they took up a collection on the first day of the week. And so those are just things that the Bible shows us that this was something that's ongoing. And I think it'd be kind of nonsensical in our thinking that Jesus would actually found the local church, will for the local churches to spread around the world, and then not provide for its people to support the local churches. Okay, so that's important. But also realize that God sometimes lays on people's heart an offering. Some of you are listening to radio stations that depend totally on the offerings of the people. We're on FBN, great, great radio network, along with right down there in Haines City, Dr. Mickey Carter there, 90.3. We love them. We're on out in Caribbean Lighthouse Radio, and boy, they're doing an outstanding job out there, as well as in the Pacific Ocean there at Pompeii. And I tell you what, we just love hearing from people in all those places, but we're not on this to get money from them. And so I'm saying all that just to say this, your tithe goes to your local church. We do have needs. Our equipment costs us $30,000 usually at a clip. Our radio station had a problem with the transmitter. The transmitter costs anywhere from $7,000 to $14,000. So I'm just saying that if God lays you on us on your heart, don't rob from your church. You give your tithe to your church. But if it's above a tithe, then we would like to hear from you and to allow that to be used to the ministry. No one in our ministry of Lamp and Light receives a salary for this work. We just simply depend on you. Okay, as we now get into our questions for the 2017 question and answer period, let's look at number one. Dr. Bloom, we have enjoyed your series on marriage, divorce, and remarriage on your website. It has been a thorn in the side of our church here, and I'm not going to say where their church is, what state it's in, so I won't say where. It says, some families have left. It centers around a man who is remarrying. He divorced his wife, who was in continual acts of adultery without repentance. She has not remarried, but has lived with another man for 2 years. She does not go to our church, but since the man is going to remarry a good Christian girl, people are upset. And by the way, the man who is remarrying is faithful to church and a soul winner. When he has the children, which is most of the time, he reads the Bible with them and prays. He has them in church for each service. On the other hand, I have been married only once. My husband was previously married, but his wife ran off and left him for another man. She married him. We thought of leaving our church if we're a problem to others. We have a good pastor who preaches the word, and we don't want to hinder his ministry. After many of those who left were gone, we began seeing the altars full, service after service. We were seeing souls saved. But rather than burden my pastor anymore with this situation, can you advise me what to do? Well, let me start out by saying I normally prefer for pastors to work on the problems of their own church, and on a subject like this, I don't like to interfere with something that pastor might teach or believe. But we did do this series in my church, I believe it was last year in October and November of 2016, and it generated a lot of questions, controversy, but people listen to it on our website. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.